proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. In this concluding session on our series about Israel's provocations of God, we turn our attention to the lessons learned. Even after the incidents at Kadesh Barnea occurred, the Israelites continued to provoke God to anger. Neither His grace nor His punishments appeared to have any effect upon their behavior. The 16th chapter of Numbers recorded an uprising against Moses and Aaron, led by two men named Dathan and Abiram, who came from the tribe of Reuben, and also led by Korah from the tribe of Levi. The rebels confronted Moses and Aaron, saying, quote, "Ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourself above the congregation of the Lord?" Unquote. God responded by opening the earth so that these men and their followers went directly to Sheol, that is to say, to the underworld, the place of the dead. The next day, the Israelites accused Moses and Aaron of having, quote, "killed the people of the Lord," unquote. God became angered and inflicted the Jewish nation with a plague. Had Aaron not made atonement for the Israelites, all of them would have died. As it was, over 4,000 people died on that occasion. Another uprising occurred when the Israelites journeyed around the borders of Edom. They resorted to uttering a familiar complaint, quote, "Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread," unquote. The term "light bread" referring to the manna God had given them from heaven. God sent fiery serpents whose sting caused death among those bitten. According to the 21st chapter of the book of Numbers, quote, "much people of Israel died," unquote. On another occasion, according to Numbers 25, quote, "Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel," unquote. The context of that passage suggested that the Jewish people committed sexual immorality in collaboration with the pagan Moabites. A plague sent by God killed 24,000 members of the Jewish nation at that time. In the 9th chapter of Deuteronomy, Moses reminded the second generation of Israelites about the sins of their parents. He exhorted them to, quote, "remember and forget not how thou provokest the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness," unquote. On that occasion, Moses also remarked, quote, "ye have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you," unquote. Throughout the Old Testament, God confirmed that assessment of his covenant people, the Jews. He repeatedly described them using words like rebellious, stiff-necked, and hard-hearted. The author of Psalm 78 echoed that sentiment, describing the Jewish nation as, quote, "a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God," unquote. Christians need to obey God when he issues commandments. They should heed the admonition contained in Psalm 32, quote, "be ye not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee," unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.